Right.
All right. Is it on? Check.
Check.
Check. Check. Check. Oi. Oi. Oi.
Is this the introduction?
Oi.
Oi. No, it's not recording.
Oi, Brent.
Are we sure it's not recording?
I'm pretty sure.
I think we're just testing levels at this point.
Test, test,
level test, test, test. Level testing.
Level testing. Level testing.
Level testy. Testies? That, level.
Now that's nice. That's a good level.
That's a good level. That's a good level.
There you go, sport.
Testing 1, 2. Yeah.
Hey, just speak like you got a pair.
Testing 1, 2.
Pair of walnuts, not cashews.
Walnuts.
Not almonds.
Coconuts here.
Oh. Bit unwieldy. Ooh, live music.
I think that's a bass.
Huh.
Oh, you know what that is? An electric piano.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's like, I feel like I'm back at Altadena Middle School.
That's a great skit.
Yeah.
I thought it sounded like that hit television show Taxi.
Mm.
Remember that show?
Yep.
Go on.
Yeah, I know it.
All right, so welcome back to another podcast.
Is this thing on?
Yes, it actually is on.
Come on.
Yep, on.
What's the... All right.
I'm going with Andy's theory that if we just have it on and we don't know that it's on, that we'll have comedy gold.
Excellent.
Except we know it's on now.
Right.
Oops.
Well, that's scrapped.
Could you pretend it's not on again?
Yeah, actually, Greg just turned it off, so...
Right.
We're good to go.
Yeah, let's just rap.
Right on.
Freestyle.
Yes. Everyone always looks to me. I love it. Like, it's like, okay.
Well, you normally do the intro at the beginning. Yeah.
Okay. Welcome, fans.
Yes.
All seven of you. We've dropped from 9 to 7.
No, but most of those were us clicking on the link, though.
Don't tell them that.
All right.
They don't know.
Okay.
They don't know the difference. So, is it still at 9?
Up to 10 now.
Holy
wow.
Crap. Word's gotten out.
No, I think that was Andy.
Yeah, I clicked on it 10 times.
Oh, that last one. Yeah. That's not fair, Greg.
Ooh. What up, friends and former lovers?
That's right. Everyone out there, hope your weekend's going well. not funny.
Do you really?
Not fun. I do.
Okay.
I do.
Who are you thinking of in particular?
Anybody. Anybody who's listening.
Anybody.
Yep.
What if they're a real asshole, though?
Well, then I hope that their weekend's going well and they turn their life around.
I got a feeling we're going to draw, if any sort of audience, we're going to draw a sort of asshole audience.
Yeah.
Speaking of assholes, I'd like to say hi to Dave Frias and Brad Tabachnik.
Ooh. Greg did the first official Knobcast shout out.
Wow. I was actually going to give a shout out to old DF too. DF. Yeah, it's good news that there's going to be a Voltron movie in 2010. But you can't wait for that.
Some sort of Transformer thing, I think.
Yeah, I'm not sure which came first, Transformers or Voltron. But it's enough for Dave to cream his jeans.
All right.
Either one.
Go Dave.
Nerd yep. Alert.
Make sure you get that wallpaper
nerd
up
alert.
For your PC.
Though. Nerd alert. Nerd alert.
The nerd meat is raised through the red. But
what's ironic is that Dave so dearly wants to be part of this Knobcast.
Oh, don't slag him off like that. He's
yeah,
probably
that's,
listening.
That's not right.
But it's true.
Dave, I want you to know that your opinion and the opinion of others like you means the world to us. And without you, there wouldn't be a Knobcast.
Wow, that's some credit. I don't even know the bloke, but thanks, Dave.
I don't even know if that's true either.
Well, if Andy believes it, to keep him going,
right.
It works for me. Well done, Dave.
As long as Andy knows there's one fan out there.
That's right. So, well, that's one. But, so, Greg, this is where we need one of those little...
really done. Snip. So, what have you guys been up to? What does it mean? 2 weeks now? A little under 2 weeks?
2 weeks. It went by quickly, though.
It did go by quickly, yeah.
Went by very quickly.
Yeah. I couldn't wait to do another one.
I know. I could see it in your face, Andy.
I think that's primarily why we're here, right? Andy kept emailing us and
yes.
like, when are we going to get to the next cast?
Right.
Badgering them.
Yeah.
I love this process so much.
Yeah. I can tell. Look at that. Look at that, huh? Man. That's the Andy lie detector meter. Right. Big lie. I love
that. Should probably be a little louder, though, and longer. Yes.
Oh, that's going to hurt. All right. So, yeah.
So, I've got a topic if you guys want to hear.
Break it out.
Can't
wait.
Yeah? Can't wait.
All right.
Pull your pants back on again, though.
Shroot Farms. Guten Tag.
Yes.
That was a great episode.
Moe's.
Love Moe's. Right, it sounded like some whale in distress.
Would you stay at...
That's how the Shroots do things.
Would you stay at the Shroot Farms?
I would.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe not for a week, but for a night, yeah.
Yeah, a night.
I don't know if I would.
Be tough not sleeping, wouldn't it?
I don't like the manure fight. Actually, it's only manure.
Oh, it's
so
great.
It's Moe's manure, though.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sorry, you had a topic.
Greek. Oh, right. Well, actually, Andy, you're familiar with this because we were chatting about it the other day.
Oh.
But I think first I have to say that it's amazing how much of a genius I am.
Oh, my God.
No, seriously. Because if you think about it...
I think that's pretty amazing that you're saying that, too.
Well, if you think about what a genius is, it's really someone...
Not like you.
See, it's the opposite of Greg. Go on.
All right. I think, no, it's...
High five.
Gay.
Oh, stop. Oh.
No, I think a genius is someone who is able to take two... totally unrelated things and sort of put them together to make one new thing.
So is that a metaphor for you trying to fence Andy and myself?
No, it's more about I can look at things and situations and sort of make something up new and brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so anyway.
Is this the topic you're bringing up?
Or no, do you actually that you're a genius?
A real topic.
That's sort of a prelude to sort of say how genius the idea is.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, all right.
Because no one else is going to come up with stuff like this.
Nah, well, okay. Let's hear it.
Anyway.
So you came up with this then?
Well, I mean, I synthesized two totally separate things into one great new thing.
Wow. Yeah.
Cotton and polyester?
Been done already.
Oh. Hmm.
All right, anyway, the idea is, in terms of a little bit of a preamble, these two people I know just happened to, within a couple of weeks of each other, both ended up having a gastrointestinal, it's not that funny, a examination,
You're
so
talking
to speak.
About
no, it's not
colonic fun. Irrigation?
not irrigation, but it definitely goes through the colon.
Okay.
It's not funny, but that you're bringing it up is...
Well, it's part of why I'm bringing it up is because...
I'd like to stop and give a shout-out to LP for a second here. LP, there's a to-die-for pair of knee-high boots at DSW Shoes. Just thought you might be interested. And
$21.99 on sale now.
Yes, your opinion and the opinion of others like you, we value very much. And without you, there wouldn't be an Obcast. Just wanted you to know that. Hmm. Anyway, back to you.
I never thought I'd say this, but back to the genius.
Right.
Well, just catering for our audience.
I see. Okay.
They all have their own needs.
I wouldn't say catering. I'd say pandering.
I mean, we should try to, you know, entertain their individual needs, no? Is that not what we do?
Well, hadn't LP wanted to talk about things like tampons and discharges and things like that?
Something like that.
Anyway, back to my genius idea.
Yes.
So
spit it out, son.
These two people that I know, again, within recent times, have both ended up having this gastrointestinal investigation. And the process is fairly simple. You shove some sort of tube through the anus, up into the rectum, through the intestines, with the idea of examining what's in there, seeing if there's anything wrong or what have you.
Lunchtime. Go on.
The point of that is that, yes, it's a bit of an invasive procedure. So what they do is they give them a little drug called Versed. Don't know if you've heard of it.
No, I haven't.
Well, the idea is that it's sort of a muscle relaxant. It's a bit of a amnesic as well.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it will block memories of what's actually happened.
I see where this is going.
Do you?
Yeah.
So so that's all by way of setting this up.
Wait, I forget what we're talking about.
Well, this is my brilliant idea.
And my ass hurts.
That's one thing that sort of stimulated my mind into
pull
thinking.
Pull the tube out of Ed's ass.
So remember that, Versed, a muscle relaxant, amnesic, a little bit of a paralytic. And then the other leg that I was thinking about is, you guys are familiar with how you're in a relationship. In the beginning, the girl goes down on you frequently, with gusto.
Whoa, yeah.
Oral sex. Huh. Yeah, and so what I'm trying to say is that...
get a little bit clammy in here.
In the beginning, they're all gung-ho, twice a day, three times a day.
Yeah. What do you mean, womankind?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
You
lumped them all together then.
Right.
All right.
But as the relationship goes on, year, 2 years, 5 years...
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they're not so interested.
Hmm.
Maybe years in advance, in between goes.
Yeah.
Maybe just on your birthday, right? Am I right?
Hmm. Valentine's Day.
Yeah, something like that. Something special.
Okay.
So my genius was to look at these two disparate situations, bring them together, and say, why not give the Versed to your woman so that her muscles are relaxed. It's a bit of an amnesic, so she doesn't really remember what's going on. And after giving her the Versed, just go to town.
You're an idiot.
What do you mean?
So what you're proposing is giving a date rape drug to a spouse or a girlfriend.
It's not date rape. It's prescription-based.
No. Regardless of whether it's a legal drug or not, has nothing to do with it.
The only reason she agrees to the Versed in the first place is for the colonic... irrigation or whatever sort of test is being done.
No,
so
doesn't really know that you're giving her the Versed. You might put it in applesauce or in a bit of bread or something.
Could she have the colonic irrigation as part of it? So at least she gets a benefit from it?
Whatever you're into, Andy. But anyway, don't you think that's a brilliant idea?
I don't know if I can really support that.
No, I'm with Andy on that one.
Greg,
that's terrible.
Yeah. That's despicable. I'd say even wretched.
Well, I bet Dave Frias is with me on that one, right, Dave?
High five.
You go, Dave.
Maybe
if you just treated your woman a little better, she'd...
Boy, are you naive.
I'd like to give another shout-out now to Norm. Norm, I just wanted to let you know that there's a LARPing get-together next weekend on Boston Common. Where the best of the best LARPers will compete against each other. Just wanted you to know that.
What's LARPing?
LARPing is live action role playing.
Dave from Beauty and the Geek will be there.
You might dress up in a medieval costume, say a knight, or even a fantastical costume, like a fire demon. And get together with other like-minded people. Anyway. I just wanted to say that your opinion and the opinion of others like you are very valuable to us. And without you, there wouldn't be a podcast. So keep on LARPing.
So now this podcast is the responsibility of two people.
Well, three.
Three.
Well,
Dave. LP.
Yeah.
And Norm.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay, so three. Good.
I do this for them.
So in order for this podcast to be successful, we have to talk about Transformers and Transformer-related movies.
Yes.
Shoes and yes. Other womanly interests.
Tampons.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bloody cycles.
And
Greg's day
LARPing.
Oh, yes. That's right. LARPing, I mean.
Right.
Let's see. How could we work that in? Live action role play, a tampon, and custom designed shoes.
Yes.
That'll work.
And Voltron.
Oh. Bloody Voltron. F him.
What if you had a tampon that could transform into a robot?
That would be a pretty weak robot, I'd have to say. Just douse it with a hose. It's all done. Right?
There's just so many thoughts going through my head about that image.
Sure.
I can't.
All right.
It reminds me, a tampon that turns into a robot? It's like that scene in Big. Do you remember the movie Big?
I do.
When they're in that...
yes. I don't get it.
They're in that meeting, and it's a building that turns into a robot.
Yeah, skyscraper.
Skyscraper. And Tom Hanks is just playing with it, and he just doesn't get it. And
yeah.
Oh,
he says, I don't get it. I don't get it. And the arms fall off.
Right. The arms break off, and yeah. the guy who's pitching it gets really pissed. And so he's like, well, why couldn't it be like a bug or something? And they're like, a bug. And everyone's like, ooh, a robot that turns into a bug.
Yeah.
And they're all dinging it. And then in the background, when he's off camera, he says, yeah, and it could attack a building. I don't know. I was watching it the other night. I just thought it was really funny. So metaphorically, he was attacking his idea as
yes.
well as undermining it within the meeting. I thought it was rather
I think that's good. Great, but his argument is that the skyscraper turning into a robot is completely lame, but I don't think a bug turning into a robot is that much better, really.
No, it's I have to agree with
but
you
that's
there.
Just
it's
me.
Not, but out of the two, I'd pick the bug, though. The robot bug instead of the robot building.
Yeah.
Because when a bug's in, when it's in bug form, it can actually do something else than just stand there.
I got an idea. What if you had like a car or a truck that could transform into a robot?
Hmm.
Tampon's better, isn't it?
Tampon's still better.
Yeah, it's better.
Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway.
And he's trying. Oh, he's trying to one-up me.
Are you done?
I get the window from a glass. He must get the window from a glass. I get the big step. He must get the big step. I get the clock radio. He cannot afford. Big success.
Ed has a mini iPod. Everybody knows mini iPods are for girls.
High five. Oh, my God. Yeah.
What's it been, about a year? That doesn't get old, ever.
No. It was on the other night. I DVR'd it. And I guess it was the night before we went out to dinner.
Oh.
And I watched the first, 8 minutes of it. So I'll have to get back and finish the rest of it.
Hmm.
It's still good.
Once you've seen the wrestling scene, then that's enough.
But the kid driving the car that's getting pulled by the horses,
right,
smoking a butt. He's like 10.
Is that his son? In that one?
His son, Bilo.
Bilo.
They're all related somehow.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
It's his brother, Bilo, right?
Oh, that's right. His brother, Bilo.
He's the one in jail?
Yeah.
Wants to get at his sister?
Right. Right. Oh, man. That's good stuff. Yeah.
Well, I got nothing. You guys?
I actually have another idea.
Nice.
Yeah, Greg, lay it on us.
All right. So, you know how, like...
Greg's just full of shit today.
Do you mean... yeah, exactly.
I got an idea of what he's going to say.
All right, go ahead.
No, let's see.
Wait. No, what?
Something to do with breeding?
Yes.
Oh.
Hmm.
Go ahead, then.
All right, so You know how, like, sometimes it's just really hard to find just the perfect chick? You know what I mean? Like, you search and search.
Oh, I mean, yeah, sure, Greg.
Yeah, by some chance you might find the perfect one, but a lot of blokes don't.
Right.
So it struck me, why not institute a breeding program?
What?
Yeah, whoever you are, you institute a breeding program whereby, you know, however many generations it takes, but you choose and pick and mate them together, and eventually you come out with the perfect girl that you've been trying to get all your life.
What are you talking about? Over a period of
and then
many
years?
Generations.
Many generations. Wouldn't you have to be immortal for this, though?
Well, Andy, actually, that's a great point.
So you're 93, and there's this 10-year-old that is the end of your travails.
Ed, that's just disgusting.
Oh, I'm just saying.
Ed,
I mean, you know,
Ed,
it would take that long.
You know, we're not going to go there. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Well, I'm pointing out the flaws.
Greg brought up date raping, and then you had to go with a 10-year-old.
Yeah, I mean, can't we have some standards here on this podcast?
Jesus. Don't feed off of him.
You're right.
Pathetic.
Wait, right. Where's my mind?
What next?
No. The idea being.
What the hell was that?
Well, no, but clearly you hit upon it in your own deviant way, the problem with the whole
thing. No, it had nothing to do with endorsing the 10-year-old thing. It's the point of, by the time you reach the level of success that you're trying to attain, you'll be old and decrepit, if not dead.
Probably dead, because four generations won't do it.
So what's the point?
Well, again, like I said, in your own deviant way, you hit on the problem.
No.
Yeah, you did. The whole lifespan.
If we could just leave the 10-year-old boy's ruby starfish out of this and just continue on with your original premise.
That's a good point.
Thank you.
Let's try to get some reality back into this podcast.
Continue.
All right. So, yes, what you can do is you either start now or...
Forever hold your peace.
No, you go back in time however far your breeding program needs and start there. So, let's
say... Let's do it.
Well... What I'm saying is, let's say, all right, I've identified I need a good 500 years of breeding to achieve my goals. So I go back to the year 1500. Whatever selective mechanisms that I use, I find the appropriate people, breed them, keep my records, breed the next generation.
Probably something to do with the Kemsley lineage, I would imagine. Cool.
Probably not. No, but again...
This is my sister. She is number one prostitute in all of England.
And then what you need to do is somehow become immortal so that you can sort of track through the generations your breeding program.
Got it. Mm. Let's get on it.
No, I'm serious, because you start 500 years ago, you're immortal, you track the breeding program, you identify... You know, which breeding stock you need, you breed them together, and say in about 500 years, all of a sudden now, there's this fantastically perfect woman for you, and you're good to go.
Well, is part of the breeding process the fact that she's actually has to be attracted to you? Or is this where the versed comes in?
No, that's the brilliant of being immortal. Because after 500 years have passed, you're almost like a god to these people.
You are. And couldn't the breeding program be in some underground basement somewhere where they're not exposed to society, so the only thing they know is you?
I mean, sure, that's one way of doing it.
Oh, God, it's hard.
That's not for me.
So unappealing.
You've got to have the capital, though, to sort of be able to afford that underground lair.
Yeah, that and time travel, so, you know. Either one's going to be a bitch.
So when you start off 500 years ago, do you have multiple couples that are mating, combinations?
Do you watch them?
And then from that, it's sort of like American Idol. You pick the winner, the most attractive out of the different combinations, and then mate the male and the female together for that.
You just shoot the other ones.
And how do you? We know how to gauge the women, but how do you gauge the men?
Well, I mean, obviously I haven't worked out a lot of the details yet.
Would you hire a woman to gauge the men for you? Or would you be able to gauge the men yourself?
I think, to be honest, you'd have to have some sort of sophisticated computer program that could look at
500 years ago.
Well, yeah. Well, you've got your underground lair.
Obviously, you'd bring it with you.
Right.
You'd bring your laptop with you.
So we're talking going back in time.
Well, that was part of the whole
thing. Yeah,
premise.
That was the whole
500
thing.
Years.
Right.
I missed
just
that.
Just bring your Dell, you know.
Yes. Try and pay attention.
Plug it in. Plug it in somewhere, right? Recharge it.
Well, you'd probably have your own power supply. Oh. Maybe next to a stream or something. Right?
Right. Like a
watermill.
Like a watermill, right.
And
the new Dell watermill adapter.
Pedal powered.
Yeah.
And then the computer would have this sophisticated algorithm where it could look at the genetic level of someone and sort of predict.
The Dell Abacus. Yes, I know what you mean. It's a computer. Now, it bases beauty on what? You would have to feed in.
Well, clearly
something.
It would be whoever's doing this program.
You.
Or you, you know, whoever goes back in time.
It's your idea, so.
Right.
Right, but anyone could appropriate the idea.
Because beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
All right, let's just say it's me.
Okay.
So I program
it. It is you.
But you're beautiful.
All right. It is
picture of you.
It's a bit gay.
Sounds a bit gay.
Not gay.
So it would be your idea of the archetypal beauty.
For me.
Okay. So we'd probably be able to customize it for us then.
Yeah, I mean, if you were going to go back in time and institute your own breeding program,
yeah.
Then yeah, you could do it for yourself.
Hmm. Yeah, everything you said makes complete sense to me.
That's awesome. But there's one thing I'd like to point out, though.
I have no comment on that.
But you sort of assumed that we would go for that sort of archetypal beauty in the breeding program, but as we all know, most men sort of have, depending on the time of day or... the time of the season, they have differing ideas about what they really want.
You might want to have some side projects.
Side projects, definitely.
Okay.
Interesting.
What sort of side projects are you thinking of?
Well, I don't know. Have you guys ever seen that hit show, Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares?
I have.
That aired in England?
Mm-hmm. I've seen it.
I've seen the one in America, too.
Well.
Like them both.
Well. For purposes of this particular discussion...
Yes.
There was
I love it when he rides his Harley.
Whatever.
And goes to arena football practice.
It's so real.
Yeah.
So authentic.
It's just so heartwarming.
Love it when he takes his shirt off.
Yeah. Oh, Andy's fitting.
No, I really do love it when he takes his shirt off.
I was thinking about turning that note into a back to the topic note. So yep. if you started straying far afield, you would hear this.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. It's time to get back to.
Sorry, let's get back to your topic again.
Right. I don't think it's that boring.
No, it's great.
So, there was this one episode of Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares where the sous chef on the show was this little Polish peasant girl.
Oh, yeah.
And she was somewhat acneed or had acne scars on her face.
Mm.
But she was the typical...
A little doughy.
Not that doughy, no.
Was a little bit doughy.
Not so doughy.
Quite doughy.
I don't remember this one.
Not really doughy.
Bit doughy.
Wasn't really doughy.
Yeah.
A little bit doughy. But my point is that she was sort of that typical peasant girl, European peasant girl that you might think...
With the kerchief wrapped around her head and the baggy...
Right, but she wasn't like a massive one. She was...
Yet.
Right. She was in that sort of cusp of beauty right before she became enormous.
Except for a greasy complexion and zits.
Yeah.
Anyway, that would be an awesome side project. Like, if that kind of woman appealed to you, which on occasion it does to me, that'd be an awesome little side project for variety.
Hmm.
Okay. But would you have to... I guess if you're taking these examples from current real life... Why would you need to do all this? Why not just go out and look for these people?
You know what? That's a great point.
Yeah, it'd save you a lot of money and time travel.
And immortality.
Right.
Well, I think if you could do the breeding program apart from society, then he has the unfair advantage there that they are they only know him. They don't know society, so they're going to worship him.
But that's the weird part.
They're not
going to
know any difference.
Yeah, but that's the odd part about it. That's the part that doesn't sit right.
A bit creepy.
Really.
Or creepy.
It's really creepy.
It's bit creepy.
What's, I don't understand what's so creepy
it's
about
very,
it.
It's very,
it's Icelandic for creepy.
Right.
Greek.
Right. It's just really,
you know, something Eva Dog might say. Icelandic blog maiden that she is.
Eva Dog Guthman's daughter.
That's a whole nother subject.
Is it?
Shall we segue into that, or?
If you want. Yeah, I just,
unless
I just
you're done with the breeding
well,
program.
How can you be done with it? There's so much to explore there. No,
so much possibility.
Yeah, I like the idea of the archetypal beauty. That would be your primary focus. And the side projects are good too, because there's different beauty comes in many different flavors. And, you know, I'd like to explore that. I don't know if I'd go with the doughy Polish peasant girl. Different exotic girls from all different races. I'd like to explore that.
It's almost as if you're saying that at heart, men simply crave as wide a variety of woman as possible.
Sure.
That monogamy really isn't what he's all about.
Well, how long could you spend with your archetypal beauty before you're craving something different?
Probably a week.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, 500, all that 500 years was worth it.
Right, all that money, time travel, all that great stuff, you know, inventing the...
And then what happens? Would you repeat the cycle again?
Probably, sure. Well, you're immortal. You got to go through life, right?
But if you start off with many different people breeding it in the 500 years ago, then you'll have a few to pick from, I would imagine.
I think deviations.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, you'd have several parallel breeding programs going on at the same time.
If you were smart, you would do that.
You could rotate them.
Right. Much.
You could have 365, one for every day.
You know what? I had not to interrupt, but I had another great idea about rotation, if we have some time and you want to delve into that as well.
Sure. Rotation, okay. Yeah.
So what do we got on the back burner then? We got rotation, and we got, what's the other one that we were going to go to?
Eva Durch Gudmund's daughter.
Yeah, so we got two then, right?
That's, I guess, yeah.
So what do you want to go to then?
Hmm.
I think rotation might be quicker.
I don't know where you're going with rotation.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure.
All right. So, again, this is another idea I came up with. Again, genius, by the way.
Right.
The whole idea, again, not to belabor this, but you see two totally different things. You bring them together.
Greg, did you think? Oh, go ahead.
Good.
All right. So, the idea of rotation.
How about those socks last night? It was good, huh?
Oh, brilliant win.
Brilliant. Yeah, 12-2.
Looking good. 12-2.
Can't wait for tonight.
Yep.
Sorry, Greg.
8 o'clock.
Go ahead.
And the Bruins won. Oh, 1-0 in a shootout yesterday. Brilliant. They're 5-2.
Brilliant.
Yep.
Week? What's interesting is we're taping this right at the moment that we should know how the Pats have done, but we haven't watched it yet.
And we don't know, which is great.
I suspect they've lost. Miami's a tough team this year.
Yeah, real tough.
Wow.
Tough to beat an 0-6 team. When you're undefeated, so I don't, I can't imagine how it turned out.
I'll never put it past Brady to choke, though.
In Miami,
right?
Or Denver, but we'll see. I got it taped, so I'll watch it later on.
Me too.
Nice. All right.
So, have you guys ever heard about that idea where you rotate crops?
Yes.
Andy, crop rotation?
No.
Well, Ed.
Yes.
Kidding.
Well, what they do is after a certain amount of years for a certain crop, it tends to use a particular set of nutrients in the soil. So to stop the effects of the soil going barren, you change up the crop.
Exactly.
And which uses other nutrients and returns things back to the soil so they can then go back to the original crop.
What are you going
to
do? Use this as an analogy?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
And by the way, not very boring at all. Very interesting.
Thank you, Greg.
Yeah. The idea...
If you're a farmer.
Whoa!
Choked on my beer.
Oh, jeez.
By the way, we don't endorse the use of alcohol or drugs at all.
Well, knob casting.
Right. Yeah, so anyway...
Yeah.
The whole idea of crop rotation, I think, can be applied to a lot of different areas in life. And the one that occurred to me most was, say you've been smoking a lot of weed for 2-3 months. Clearly, every day you've been smoking the weed.
You're getting more and more tired. You have no interest in doing anything. You're laying on the couch all day. Mm-hmm. You've got no ambition, mm-hmm. right? I mean, we've all gone through that at one time or another.
So you then. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So the idea came to me, why not rotate...
This is terrible.
No, the drug you use...
It's awful.
No, it's not awful. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
You become burnt out on the weed.
Right.
So now you rotate the drug that you're taking so that it gives your brain time to recover, your body time to recover.
Because you're using,
you know, think about it.
I've thought about it. I'm thinking about it.
So
I'm not buying it.
So you pick a drug then that's the exact opposite of all those effects that the weed would give you. So you want something to perk you up a bit. So you take Coke for a while.
Yeah, that'll work out well.
It will, but just at that point where your nose is starting to blow out, you're having heart arrhythmia problems, right?
All good stuff, yeah.
But just at that point where it's really starting to affect you, you again rotate your drug of choice.
Terrible idea. Another terrible
idea. I think it's brilliant. This allows you to continue to take as many drugs as you want. But it doesn't affect your body like it would if you were overdosing on that one particular drug. So because
that sudden shock change in your body from going from pot to coke is really a smooth transition. That's brilliant.
Well, now you've pepped up. You're not worried. You're not on the couch all the time. You've motivated.
Right.
You're trying to do better in your life and work.
You've gotten no sleep in 3 months. That's always good.
Right. So now you rotate to the next drug. You go to
Versed,
no. I wouldn't abuse a prescription drug like that.
Oh, God forbid.
But maybe you might go to something like magic mushrooms, and now you're sort of in your psychedelic phase, and you're tripping out for a few months.
All right.
So anyway, I think it's a brilliant idea.
Good luck to you, Greg.
I'll take your word for it. I really got nothing on this.
But in principle, it's a great idea, don't you think? Take a principle from one area of life, crop rotation, and apply it to a totally different area, drug intake.
I guess you could just cut out the drugs altogether.
Well, what's the fun in that?
Yeah. What would I know?
Don't know.
Don't know.
Bit of a prude, are you?
Well, no. I just don't have that experience to be able to comment on it.
Well, just in theory, then, it's a great idea, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I'll go with you on that.
Well, if in theory you're talking about the rotation part of it.
Right.
Yeah, but...
Well, what type of drugs would you be rotating, though? I mean, aren't some... Don't some drugs have addictive qualities? I mean, it's not easy to rotate off of them.
That's the brilliance of it. You rotate once the effects start getting to that point.
Huh.
But isn't it too late?
Yeah,
it sounds like it might be too late. No, because you do it just at the point where it's not too late.
Well, what
so you've been shooting up heroin for what?
About 3 minutes. And you're hooked. Yeah. So
I don't know if it's quite that quick.
Well, all right. But when do you turn that one around?
Before it's too late.
Which is about right then.
Well, you could take something else that might mask the withdrawal symptoms of the heroin.
Mm.
Anyway, I think it's brilliant. So
you're an idiot.
Fuck you.
Doesn't sound like it's too well thought through.
No. It's one of his outstanding ideas to make him look like a visionary. But really, it makes him look like an idiot.
I got to disagree.
Yeah, of course you do.
I agree with you, Ed.
Thank you, Randy.
Well, I got to be honest. I'm the only one coming up with brilliant ideas.
Well, because you got them written down on a fucking screen over there. That's why.
Well, why didn't you write yours down?
Because I don't need to write anything down.
Oh, so where have your ideas been then?
And let's just clarify here. I haven't really heard any brilliant ideas. I think that's a little exaggeration there.
Ideas, yes. Brilliance, not so much.
I do have another idea, if that interests you.
Yeah, you go.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Rock on. Go, Greggy.
Rock all right. This one's a bit...
Rock on, Greg.
This one's a bit tamer than...
What a knob.
All right. This is a bit tamer than the whole drug rotation idea. It's not even really an idea, but it's something I noticed. It's not boring either, Andy.
Right. Stop eating your tracks right there.
So, I work in this office where the idea is that you dress somewhat presentably so that any customers in the building might think you're professional and such.
Mm-hmm.
So at one point, when I started to get a bit chubbier, I made a move from tucking in the Oxford shirt to actually wearing the Oxford shirt over the pants.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know.
Sorry. That was a bit odd. Okay.
And I think that's something that a lot of blokes can identify with. You know, you start getting a bit paunchier, and it's actually become somewhat painful to try to tuck your shirt in and tighten that belt up to the same notch you always did.
I'm with you.
Right. So I'm like, well, fuck it. I'm just going to wear the shirt on the outside now.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares if it looks a bit slovenly? So the brilliant part is that I noticed, I don't know, maybe it was a month or so ago, I noticed that there started to be a fairly large percentage of blokes in the office now who sort of are also taking that.
Oh, hold on, hold on. Time out, time out. I'm going to stop you right
there.
All
in his head.
I'm going to stop you right there. First of all, you every idea you come up with, you can't classify it as brilliant, okay? Let's just get that out flat out right there.
No, I was saying brilliant in the British sense of something that's cool. Or
no, it's not even in the British sense.
But even in that, right, thank you. Yeah, I'm with you. Second of all,
it's the opposite of brilliant.
Yeah. Dull.
Yeah.
What?
Asinine.
Yeah, well, I think he's been smoking a little bit of the wacky backy.
Mildly pathetic.
Yeah. So, okay, so, hold on. So no. Here's my thing.
Oh, what? You wanted to take time out so you could insult me?
Embarrassingly awful.
Here's my theory on what you've done. I don't disagree with the fact that, yeah, you can take the shirt out and whatever and still fly with it. That's cool. And that I don't disagree with that there's other people doing the same thing. Now, here's my theory on it. It's almost like when you're in the market for a new car.
Yeah.
Or you have just bought a new car. And all of a sudden, everywhere you go, you see people with the same car. You didn't really notice them before, but now everywhere you drive, you see them and they're out there. I think this is the same thing because blokes with untucked Oxfords has been going on a lot longer than you think. So
not in my office.
Well, I think you just haven't noticed them.
No, it's actually the opposite. I have noticed specifically certain blokes that tucked before now do not tuck.
Right, and I'm just saying
and
that you
think it's because of you.
Right.
I know it's because of
you. Of course
he
does. Why wouldn't it be?
Well, it's like any herd mentality. You see one bloke change and do something different, and there's always people that are going to follow that model.
But how? But if you, you can't disprove my theory.
I can because you don't work in my building. So Andy, you have no.
Okay. I can tell you this. In the summer, I wear short sleeve button up shirts, and I never tuck them in.
Okay.
Been doing that for a long, long time.
Gotcha.
Never tuck them in. I can tell you that I've seen Greg's new fashion choice, and if anything, it's made me want to tuck in my long sleeve oxford shirt.
Well,
more now.
Right.
And I always do.
And it helps if it's a different shirt every day. I mean,
and not one with a ripped hole in the
right,
sleeve.
Right, and a stain above the chest where, like, where usually a logo sits. It's like a big beef stain or
something. Wait a minute. Or that egg. Stain's come out.
Oh, okay. Not last time I saw it.
Yeah.
So it's just a stain on your pants now.
Right.
I think the thing about the stain, though,
pants
is that
stain.
There can be
cum
new
stain.
Mitch Cumstein.
What's wrong with you guys? Why does it always have to go to the lowest common denominator? Why? I try to keep things on that high level.
I'm going to copy you with cum stains.
Stop. Lewinsky.
Jesus.
All right.
Talk about timely references.
Name one other current somewhat celebrity figure that has been noted in the news for having cum stains on her.
Posh?
Well, I didn't see that. I missed that one.
Do you watch? Do you read Ananova.com?
No, I don't.
Well, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, apparently Beckham jizzed on her one day.
Oh, Jesus. Crying out loud.
Oh, now I'm offensive all of a sudden.
Oh, boy.
Oh, and right. That's the sound of Linda. I mean...
Who? Huh? Who? What?
Fuck.
Click.
That's the sound of our female listeners clicking off.
Oh, yeah. LP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oi.
Oi.
Blame him.
Anyway, so what I was saying is that I've noticed now that there's a whole bunch of blokes in the office that are sort of emulating that whole idea of the shirt over the trousers.
Hmm.
Okay.
Hmm. So you're saying that the blokes in the office want to be you?
No, but I think they see someone sort of bucking the system.
Oh, right.
And they're like, well, if he's doing it, I can do it too.
Interesting.
And all the blokes that I noticed are all somewhat pudgy and chubby.
Hmm. Right.
And they're like, oh, finally, thank God.
Huh.
A style of clothing that I can wear and be comfortable.
Right. Gotcha. Genius. You're a genius, Greg.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Finally.
Well, agree to disagree, but I don't know. So that says nothing about the adverts that were on the telly a few years back about the whole thing.
We call them commercials in this country.
Yeah. Well, I tend to call them adverts myself. Okay. But about the whole, that was the premise of an entire advertising campaign. Hmm. Was do you tuck your shirt in or do you not tuck your shirt in?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
So, I missed that.
Right. So I'm just pointing it out.
So you think that campaign from a few years ago finally kicked in at my office?
Perhaps it did. Maybe
these blokes are like, oh, remember that campaign a few years ago? I'm going to start emulating
it. I guess it was
exactly. You didn't think it through, did you?
More to point out the fact that it wasn't your idea.
Well, it was my idea to start wearing the shirt on the outside because I was
getting
chubby. Chubby.
All right.
There's a big difference.
Yeah, but it still doesn't mean that you invented that whole
method of wearing a shirt.
But you're trying to take credit for it.
I'm trying to take credit for the people in the office emulating what I did. Oh. And that's a totally different thing.
Cook.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're a cook.
I'd just like to throw out another shout out, if I may.
Ooh.
This shout out goes out to BT. BT, it meant so much to me. And to the other knobs, that you managed to get through 25 minutes of the last 30 minutes of Knobcast. I just wanted you to know that the last 5 minutes of this show are going to be gold. Gold, Jerry, gold. So just stick with it. And your opinion and the opinion of others like you mean so much to us. And without you, there wouldn't be a Knobcast. So keep on listening. Thanks, BT.
Is that sort of your canned shtick now? Did you record that previously and bring it in?
No.
He's been working on that for 2 weeks.
This is heartfelt. Heartfelt. And I think you should just
so much for comedy.
Give our listeners a chance. I mean, we want to cater towards them, don't we?
What are we going to do at that point, where we reach...
So you don't care about the people that listen to our podcast?
No, I do. I think catering towards them. That's a bit strong of a...
Wow. Okay. You know, Maybe you're right. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to do a good show for BT.
It's kind of like a...
What are you going to do when we get to the point where we have a million listeners? Are you going to shout out to all million of them?
It won't happen.
Says you.
Right.
And by the way...
I'm pretty confident that I'll be shouting out to one person at the most soon.
Way to go, Andy.
Yeah.
Who?
Mel.
She is a good fan.
Yeah.
She's a good fan.
I love Mel.
Yeah.
Bit psychotic.
Hmm.
She's got a picture of my lips in her handbag.
Okay.
Remember she locked Doug in the basement, though? Not quite.
Whoa,
so.
Whoa, hold on. Did she lock him down there, or did he prefer to go down there?
Well, I think he knew what was good for him.
Right. Oh, okay.
Stay in the basement, or you're in deep shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to correct Andy. He mentioned in his shout-out that it was 25 minutes. It's actually been 45 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, the last 5 minutes of the show.
They're always gold.
Gold.
Yeah.
Just stay for the last 5 minutes. Don't bail out.
Like a wuss.
Yes.
Right.
You're a wuss. I'm talking to you, BT. But I love you.
BT.
Yeah.
You know what we should do is crack a bottle of Manischewitz in BT's honor.
Hey.
Yeah.
Or not.
Cheers.
Yeah, crank it open. Hmm.
So what do you say, guys? Are we
getting hungry?
Getting towards the end of this beautiful Knobcast?
Why have it end?
Or could you go for another few hours? I'm just getting started.
Seems that way.
I actually see by that old clock on the wall that it's time for my dinner.
Yeah, I see by the old Andy in the chair. It's time to wrap this up.
What does that mean?
Don't know.
Can you say something funny, really, really funny, so that we can end this?
In your typical manner.
No pressure.
I really can't. Can you think of anything funny to say?
Well, always your job to say.
It's not always my job.
Well, you've done it every other
episode. I think Ed came out with a real corker. Maybe episode one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What was that?
I don't know. I think it's your turn now, though, clearly.
Corker.
Merry Christmas, everyone!
We said funny.
Greg's laughing.
Good. Good.
That'll have to do.
Yeah. Cheers, big ears.